Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. And an expert says any government bailout for embattled regional airline wrecks would need strict conditions and could require the government to take a seat on the board. The airline has appointed administrators and grounded its Boeing 737s on its intercity routes, while its regional services remain operational. Swinburne University and corporate governance specialist Helen Bird says further government funding could require conditions allowing some control in the boardroom. The latest Productivity Commission report is out, and it's not any better than the last. Only 5 of the 19 Close the Gap targets are on track to be met. 5 have seen some improvement but are not on track, and 4 targets have gone backwards. Gungari Man and Productivity Commissioner Selwyn Button told the ABC that government departments need to have a look at themselves.
Government agencies themselves have to do things differently, because you can't just continue to do the same old and continue business as usual if we're expecting significant change. And to get significant change, you've got to look internally.
The new Minister for Indigenous Australians, Mulindira McCarthy, says the results leave a lot of room for improvement. She says she'll be reaching out to her colleagues across the parliament to seek a bipartisan approach to Indigenous affairs. Cannington Police in Perth are appealing to public for information on a missing Indigenous woman who was last seen on Friday. Talia Pryor was last seen in the Bentley area of South Perth.
It's Talia's birthday today, and we are really missing her on her special day. Talia is a bright, intelligent young woman. Student at Curtin University. She's kind, friendly and caring. We think Talia is quite vulnerable at the moment, and we are pleading to the public for any information. Like everyone, Talia has her ups and downs, but overall she's happy and outgoing.
That was Talia's mother, Cindy Pryor, speaking to media. Miss Pryor was described as being approximately 174 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a dark jumper, light blue pants and black sneakers. Anyone who sees Miss Pryor or has any information in relation to her whereabouts is urged to contact police on 13 14 44. We'll have more coming up next.
Hello, Natasha Short here, inviting you to join me for Money Talks. It's the latest series of conversations in partnership between Kibble Jigars and Wurundjeri Media. It features interviews and advice on all things money. We all need it, but how do we best manage it? How do we protect and grow it to gain control of our finances and improve the lives of our family and communities? And a lot more. Join me for Money Talks on Wurundjeri Media, Galari, Packham Network and the National Indigenous Radio Service, bringing all us mob together around money.
Fa National Indigenous Radio Service, Fa voices of our people.
To sport, and the Matildas have been eliminated from the Paris Olympics after losing to the United States 2-1. Alana Kennedy scored a late goal to give Australia hope, but the US squad was too strong. Australia's Abby Lee Connor has placed third in a semi-final for the 200-metre butterfly. She'll be swimming in the final tomorrow morning. Australia's Hockey Roos remain unbeaten after beating the USA last night 3-0. They sit at the top of their table ahead of tomorrow morning's game with Argentina. This morning's women's 3x3 basketball squad beat Germany 21-19. A basket by Alex Wilson gave Australia a 2-point lead with about a minute left on the clock before Germany levelled the scores. Wilson was able to secure another basket to take the win. They'll face China tonight. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you missed a bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
Hey, mob, it's Murray from the Curry. Trendy Trev here. Join me on Talk Black, weekday mornings from 11 a.m. Queensland Murray time, for an hour of good yarns, talk back and more. Talk Black, Mondays through to Fridays on the National Indigenous Radio Service. Too deadly, you mob.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130 88. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law, station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. Now, improving transportation in Australia for people with disabilities is on the up, which is a great thing. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Juliet Middleton, CEO of Live Big. Juliet on the line. Good morning, Juliet. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm cold.
Are you cold? You're in Sydney. That's right, you are.
I am in Sydney, standing in front of the fire. It's been unseasonably cold. So you,
well,
we're
warm up here in North Queensland, but yeah, thinking of you.
You don't want to get out and use much public transport.
I hear you. Look, and speaking of transport, congratulations. Now, you're the CEO of Live Big.
I am.
So tell us who is Live Big and how long you've been there operating, please.
Yeah, so Live Big provides allied health therapy, things like speech therapy, occupational therapy, psychology, and even music therapy to people with disabilities in the community.
Yes.
We've been operating for many years, and we operate from all the way up Cairns and Townsville, across to Perth and down to Melbourne.
Okay, fantastic. And how long have you been the CEO there?
I have been, I'm into my third year now, so a little while, and I love it.
Beautiful, fantastic. So we're talking improving transportation in Australia with people with disabilities. Look, it feels like the government has dropped the ball in this department?
Look, I think it's more about being able to improve things. Now, we can always do better, both for people with disability and without disability.
Sure.
Where if there was any ball that had been dropped, I would say, and most, I don't think anyone would disagree with me on this, it's about including people with disability in the improvement decisions.
Sure, fantastic. And so what are we looking at? Transportation? I mean, like, we're talking about planes, we're talking about cars, buses, taxis, even pathways and what have you. Elevators or lifts, so to speak,
Well, that's a very good point. Even just, using our own bodies to move around, getting across, being able to read or see signs or listen to crossings, at roads. But mostly these reforms are around public transport standards, so related to what we think of as your traditional public transport, your trains, your buses, your aeroplanes.
Mm. So, but we're talking government, but we're talking private enterprise, business who creates, the offices or buildings or what have you. It's across the board, isn't it, Juliet?
It is across the board, and recently I've been talking about, you know, whilst this is all, you know, when we talk about major reform, we instantly think public systems and government. I think there's a lot that can be done in our local areas, in councils, for example. You know, there's so much just around us, schools, places of education, places of worship, just raising that awareness about how difficult it is for some people to access those yes. places.
Yes. And look, we're talking public transport, you know, servicing a crucial lifeline for millions of Australians, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, that ability to be able to get out into the community for whatever reason is critical to everybody's health and well-being.
Yes.
And, you know, there is, we work with a lot of people where they're actually their main goal is to be able to use transport to get where they need to be. And, you know, it's really challenging. And it's not just about the disabilities that you can see. You can imagine if you have a sensory impairment, the noise on a train or a bus, you know, or the ability to hear announcements, you know, when they're even working, people refer to buses as being one of the most challenging because, you know, the way in which they sort of move erratically, they're the most unpredictable.
And you bring up a very important point. It's disabilities that we cannot see and what the individual is going through or the hardship. And we're not understanding that, are we?
No. You know, if you can't see it, it does. Of course, it makes things a lot more difficult to understand. I know, like, so down here in Sydney, I noticed the other day that they're still doing I think it's a pretty funky initiative where you can get a lanyard, you know, one of those things you wear around your neck.
Yes.
And it's got sunflower, like little sunflowers on it. And when people see that, it's indicating that they may have a disability and may need some assistance.
It's a soft education, but a powerful one.
That's right. But, you know, again, if people actually have one of these lanyards and no one knows what it's for, what's the point?
Well, exactly. So it's about promoting, no matter what product you got, we need to promote it and get it out there. And so we all understand it. And there's the communication.
That's right. And it's about, I always talk about raising awareness. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about transportation or something else. It's about the more that we talk about it. And it's the little gestures. So if we all, you know, when we are out and about, be more mindful, then do as I do. Following and leading by example.
We're all in this together, aren't we, Gillian?
We are, absolutely. And I know that, you know, if we're thinking about, so where you're based in Cairns, lots of areas that I talk to, it's not just about being able to use the public transport. It's about whether it's even available.
Yeah, that's true too. Exactly. Look, thank you for sharing. So very important. A big shout out to Live Big and your team.
Thank you
very much. Gillian, you stay warm and we will yarn soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All the best, Gillian. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. Gillian Middleton, her name is CEO of Live Big. And we're talking about improving transportation in Australia for people with disabilities. Look, so very important. And public transport serves as a crucial lifeline for millions of Australians. And look, the thought of communication for people who've got a disability that we can't see. Julie brought up a good point there. And having lanyards and a beautiful yellow sunflower then describes or educates the people around that a person with disability. So we can sort of keep our eyes and ears open for that. Look, so very important, and thank you for the yarn there, Juliet Middleton, CEO of Live Big. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Your host, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
to remember.
Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Baba Waiyar Ninu Maiki Mari Baba Waiyar Ninu Maiki Angela Ngamunia Kaime Inukubilnu, kurusika gaiga.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, Ballarat organisation launches Aboriginal Children and Aboriginal Care Program. As we say, you can't be black on black. This is great news. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Shu Brown, Chief Cultural and PR Officer. On the line, Shu, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. I have to say that was one of the deadliest intros I've ever heard.
You like that, brother? Thank you.
<solid.
laughs> Too deadly. Thank you, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Shu?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, my name's Shu Brown. I'm a proud Adjumatna man from the Flinders Rangers there. But I've grown up and lived on Wadawurrung country my whole life in Ballarat and Geelong in Victoria there.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, my brother. Congratulations. Big shout out to your mob there. Now, we're talking about Aboriginal children are 22 times more likely to be removed from families and placed in child protection system than non-Aboriginal children in Victoria. Look, fantastic news. Your organisation now have taken the reins in regarding looking after our mob, black on black. This has got to be a good thing for our children, brother.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, looking at our history and listening to those statistics, it's not great. So it's fantastic to have the control back with us and our organisation and ensuring our children are supported culturally and in the hands of Aboriginal families.
And look, it is about safety, keeping our children safe. But if children are removed, well, the goal is to have our children back with their families, but also while they're away from families, and having black families looking after our black kids, yes?
Yeah, that's right. And you know what it's like, eh? It takes a village to raise a family, and that's how we as Aboriginal people have been doing it for years. Mm. And I think the whole system of child protection, the way they've been doing it, isn't the way that sits our people.
Yes.
So, you know, while those kids might not be able to be with their direct family, they're still with people in our community and Aboriginal people that know them,
mm-hmm.
or can raise them in the same cultural way that we've been brought up. So it keeps that connection strong with them. And
exactly.
Then we work with the families holistically,
yep.
to make sure that, you know, one day that child might be able to return back to their family.
Yeah, fantastic, of course. In that process, your organisation, are we talking about your staff looking after kids or taking kids in? I mean, do you have houses and such, or we talk to foster care with black families? What are we talking about there, Shu?
Yeah, so look, I guess as an organisation, we own 37 houses too, as
okay.
well to support the community. So
okay.
that ranges from young families to elders as well. So there's quite a big network of people in Ballarat here. So we always branch out to people in the community to see if they're open to looking after kids.
Mm.
We've also got three childcare centres too that we run, and we ask those staff too if they're interested in looking after our kids too.
Good.
They might not be directly Aboriginal people, but they work within our Aboriginal organisation and know our strong connections and make sure that they're bringing up the children in the correct way as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And when you're talking about that, then we're talking about, well, we're talking about culture. We're talking about our ways of communication, our ways of teaching our young ones. But they do get a taste of culture, and especially when you're talking about NAIDOC and events like so. Like I said, it's the best ingredient, and we've got the solution to our problems, have we not, Shu?
Yeah, I reckon that's right. You know, and it's deadly to see that sometimes when we're at those community events and NAIDOC events and family who are with their children can't live with those children, days like that and those community connections that we have are really important, that
yes.
those families and siblings and cousins and people, they all get to see each other in that safe environment too, surrounded by our organisation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we help in the school front education and uniforms and books and things like that?
Yeah, yeah. We've just got some funding to put out a grant to assist our kids who and families who can't buy their own books and uniforms and things. We're helping support that. But as I said, with our childcare centres, like ourselves, we weren't brought up in that education system with
exactly.
all that Aboriginal education. So we're starting right at the base with the young kids in the toddlers, teaching them culture so that they're culturally safe and ready when it comes to primary school age.
Sure. Fantastic. And the sporting side of things as well, is there activities there for kids if they want to play sports? Do you guys help them in that department as well?
Yeah. So we've got our youth group programs, our young women's program, young men's.
Mm.
We've got the Victorian statewide junior AFL, junior football netball carnival coming up, not to be mistaken for rugby.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
So
thank you. Yeah,
support.
Yeah, thank you. Aerial ping pong, we call it up here.
Yeah, right. Nah, I'm a Storm man myself. So.
Oh, dearly, brother. You're not on the same page, brother. Yes, Storm.
Yeah. But we make sure the kids are all involved. You know,
exactly.
And you know what it's like when you get to carnivals like that all mob across the state come together and just have, a big connection. Stay yarned, everyone. You got when you catch up with family from across the state, it's deadly.
Yeah, too deadly. And then the, art side of it as well. I mean, like, sports not for everybody, but we're very artistic, us black mob. So there's talent there as well. So is that at the table?
Certainly is. We've, last year we opened up our first Aboriginal Art Gallery. And we had one in the past, but we weren't celebrating Victorian or Ballarat Aboriginal culture and art and style. And our community is made up of so many different people across the country and state that we needed to celebrate their individual styles and personalities and artwork too. So we provided a place for 72 artists on our books here to have their own place to sell art in it to the public. And you know, it's been a great success.
And there's a space there for our kids to witness that, and they can't be what they can't see. So that's tangible, isn't it?
That's right. We had a youth art session too there, and a display, and the kids got to be able to showcase their artwork, their talent, and you know, how deadly is it to see when they walk past their artwork and they say a little red dot there next to their artwork, meaning that it's sold, and just how it lights up their face that someone actually loves and wants their work, eh?
That's too deadly. Look, Shu, thank you so very much. Congratulations to your organisation and what they're doing, working with our children. Can't be black on black. Shu, you stay warm, my brother, and we will yarn soon, eh?
I will do, bros. I'm actually flying up to Queensland on Saturday, so I'm heading north.
Like a grizzly bear, head north. Hibernate.
Yeah, that's it.
Take care, brother. All the best.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Shu Brown, his name is Chief Cultural and PR Officer for the Ballarat and District Aboriginal Cooperative. And look, it's fantastic. They've been given the reins in regarding to run Aboriginal children in Aboriginal care, take care of the children in Aboriginal care program, following Bendigo and Melbourne, who are doing the same thing. And you can't be black on black. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. We are live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land, don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up. My people, Aboriginal people.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakatenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
will always have your back, blood brother. Bound hard like a chain, never fall to the ground. Soldiers always hands up, say, Zuan. Fire finger in the air, never put your guns down. Enemies wanna come around, there will be a bang bang. I and J boys, ha, let's go. You may believe for life.
One heartbeat for my life.
You may believe for life.
Friendships will never die.
You may believe for life.
One heartbeat for my life.
You may believe for life.
Friendships will never die. Brothers in arms, yeah, taking cover of each other. Ain't never gonna leave you aside, no.
To got big cops chase ya, and they couldn't catch us because we one of a kind. Rewind. Every time we burn, rubber, rubber burn like no rubber been burned before. Triple X in them prime best. Always someone gonna watch them high, high reps. Why yeah. Swim, swim. You may be love for life.
Fall, cause we have each other's back. You pick me up when I fall, you make me smile when I'm down. Never a dull moment when we join together. You're my wallah for life, I need you by my side. I always got your back.
See mama, yo. See mama, yo. See mama, yo. You may be love for life. You may be love for life.
Friendships will never die.
You may be love for life.
One heart beat for my life.
You may be love for life.
Friendships will never die.
You may be love for life.
One heart beat for my life.
You may be love for life.
Friendships will never die.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to the NERS team, Too Deadly. All right, Gundal released by Big Eye Theatre and the Woolgarakaba Walkabouts. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Annie Ross Sailor, who's a part of the Big Eye Theatre. Got Annie on the line. Annie, good morning. How are you?
Very good, Trev. Yeah, been a bit cold, but good weather.
Good weather, yeah. Thank you very much. You're based in Townsville?
Based in Townsville, yes. Big Eye Theatre's been operating for about 30 years and always through our theatre and dance, you know, we tell a lot of stories of country and mob.
Okay, Too Deadly. We'll go into that, Arnie. Can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, Art?
Yeah, well, big connection up there in Cairns. I belong to all the Oliver family up there with brother Philip Oliver, Schooner, yes. Jimmy, all their boy dads from Cairns. Stephen Oliver, he was the firstborn son of President Oliver and Charlotte Oliver. So we all Yalanji mob.
Yes.
And then for me, for my mum's side, we all Wanyi. So we Hookies and Spartans and also Murray from the Curry.
Murray from the Curry. Connection there, Art.
Yeah,
and Wanyi mob. Yeah, too beautiful. Thank you. Good to be yarning with you. So you're saying Big Eye Theatre's been operating for 30 years?
Yeah. You know, pretty much just doing it off our own back. Keeping the stories going, I've been involved for, I mean, I'm seeing grandchildren now, three generations coming through, you know, with the group that we've got. And So doing it off our own back, it was never really funded by anything, but, with mob getting together and wanting to do stuff, we make it happen.
All right, fantastic. Now, we're talking about the release, Big Eye Theatre, of the Wooga Rakaba Walkabouts. Can you tell us about this, please?
Yeah, look, we all know that, it's a story of place, and for Strand Park, everybody down Deadly Strand Park, a lot of things happen down there. And but beforehand, it was a lagoon.
Yes.
And the Brolgas, of course, were symbolic down there. And so with the lagoon, it was transformed into the Strand Park. And for first visitors, when they first come here, and countrymen been living there for thousands of years and doing ceremony and a lifestyle that was, how our mob done things, hunting, gathering, sharing everything there. And right there now with the Strand Park, we've got the story of Gundal released. And we come across the story a couple of years ago, and I shared it to Kate from Umbrella Studio. So with permission of the Walgarukaba traditional owners here, we were able to then proceed and go ahead with the story of, and so the dance is being presented in telling the story of the women and children, the lifestyle of gathering, men hunting, fishing, and then the Gundal release. That's the first time for the dance to be presented in over 100 years that was performed last down there. And so it's that's why we thought, well, Gundal release, we're just opening the story up now and giving, and for us as First Nations mob, to recognise that place as Wambaluda, traditional name.
Look, Auntie, we are storytellers, and look, whether we use song, dance, theatre, what have you, the stories need to be told, and this is the true story of the lagoon, the history of the lagoon, yes?
Absolutely. Look, and people just can't imagine how it was a lagoon there, and so we done some research and got photos of the lagoon. It was huge, and so it's a little bit of work behind the scenes, but it's telling the story, and look, what had happened then, because when the visitors arrived, they just took over the lagoon, chopped down all the trees to build their houses and used it for firewood. And, of course, then that upset the whole ecosystem. And by the late 1930s, it became like a swampland and polluted and smelly. And back then in 1930, the mob, the community here was asking council to fill it in. So, of course, it had a great big landfill, and then they developed the park to what it is today. So people don't know that story, of that was something taken away from traditional owners. They, for place, people and country, this is what the basis of our story is all about tonight through dance.
Sonny Ross, when you look at it, it's a sacred site, isn't it?
Oh, look, yeah, especially, for how our mob did business.
Exactly.
And it was our way of life, and a special place, very special place. So after tonight, people will have a different feeling of the place, of the space, of what it meant to our mob to do their ceremonies and dance and their stories sitting around there, And so for the Walgarukaba people of Gurrunbill Borough, Townsville, it's very symbolic, because they would, as the canoe people, that's what it means, that they would come across from Yuma and Magnetic Island and travel across there and do business over here now, right around that lagoon area, Kissing Point, all around the foreshores of Townsville.
And as I always said, Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history is the history, and we need to tell the history, especially the black side, which is always swept underneath the carpet, eh, Auntie?
Absolutely. And look, it is the truth telling. It is what happened, that was taken away from countrymen, taken away, how everything was taken away throughout this whole country of ours, whether it's, from the desert to the sea. Things were taken, and the untold stories, the truth telling of how it was done as well. And, but we're all ready, everybody's ready to embrace this here now, because we keep pushing forward. But Big Eye Theatre, like I said, we've been around for 30-plus years, and very small, but, very big. When we come out with something that we want to present and showcase, we make sure we do that. A few years ago, we done a reenactment of the Strike of 57 of the Palm Island story for the 50-year celebration. So unless we got, we got to use our arts as our vehicle to be able to deliver these stories.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, our culture is always, everything is the arts, the storytelling, the paintings, the artwork, the dance. Everything is all interwoven.
It is, it is. And so we're talking about actors. Are we talking young and old?
Young and old. Look, we've got babies, you know, out there dancing, and we will, we done a tech and full dress rehearsal last night, and just watching those little ones, and I thought, well, you know, at least these little ones now are growing up into the truth of this story, and they're dancing the dance now. So from Big Eye Theatre's point of view, and with Walgarukaba Walkabout, we've got all our little children in there right up to our elders who are participating and performing in this presentation.
How long is the show going for?
Well, we kick off at 5:30. We have some pre-entertainment, some Deadly Mob going to get up and sing some songs and with the Europon, and then we have the Comet Dancers. And, of course, because of that time, we're talking about the historical stuff, but we have invited our Deadly Torres Strait Island dancers as our pre-entertainment to really get the show going.
Yes.
And make some noise and sing their beautiful songs. And then we got some storytelling. So there's a whole lot with our blackout markets. Our mob will be there selling all their deadly products. And then, of course, some deadly kai kai with some traditional spirits. So it's you know, a good night. We're looking forward to it. And the punk festival, of course, is Pop Up North Queensland.
Yep.
And through Umbrella Studio. And another beautiful project that they're doing as well is Wayfinders. They're recognising all the elders of the region and putting their story and their pictures on great big billboards from Ingham to Charters Towers and throughout Townsville.
Yeah, beautiful. A great space, Andy. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to Big Eye Theatre. So fantastic. 30 years and telling the real stories. That's what it's all about. Andy, you take care. We'll yarn soon. All the best to you. You Deadly Curry Murray.
yeah, you too, do Deadly Curry Murray. Up in Cairns. Good country, Deadly.
All right, darling. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye then.
Deadly Yarn there. That's Andy Ross Saylor, Big Eye Theatre, and the release of Gundal. And that's a theatre by Walkabouts, and telling the true story of the lagoon that was the strand in Townsville there. Fantastic. Good yarns. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleprint Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too Deadly, National Talk Black.
Yeah.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By your means, stay on your own. You gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of G's. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin king. Raise strong black kids, forever's drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Ha! Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, I'm higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. The deep of her roots, black woman in a white man's world. It's tough being sexualized, she's always left. That's enough, you worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying that sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity, that's hidden question.
Where?
for it. Look who gets to have the last laugh. Cause I go throwing stones surrounded by glass. When could you know where? I ain't even ashamed of my scars. I'm a proud black sister, so don't ever get it twisted. They was aiming at my downfall, but they missed and turned to misfits. I'm really quite exquisite, and my sisters keep it busy. We rocking out our culture with our elders as our witness. Let me break it down so you get it stuck in your head. A black woman raised you, so don't you ever forget. And I ain't bagging out my brothers are warriors. But if you can't respect your titties, don't expect us to honor ya.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.